I'm really grateful actually to be able to come here and talk about some of the results from our study, which has looked at the agreements between ophthalmologists and optometrists in the certification of vision impairment. Now, before I start, I really need to extend a huge thanks to Sight Cymru for funding the project. And I want to introduce our research team. So we had Howell Jones and Daniel Fairwell, who are our statisticians from the Division of Population Medicine here at Cardiff University. Gwyn Williams, who you've already met and did a fantastic job on participant recruitment. And Jennifer Acton, who is a lecturer and researcher here in the School of Optometry. Now, Ian is going to talk about certification and registration in more detail, but just to offer a quick background, most of you will already be aware that certification is a prerequisite for registration. And the process of registration ensures access to services and support for people who need it. Also allows a collection of epidemiological data into the incidence and causes of vision impairment, which in turn is really important for service planning. In 2018, in Wales, there were 1,455 new CVIs, Certificates of Vision Impairment, given. And while this is a significant number, it's worth noting that the research suggests that actually up to 51% of people who are eligible for certification are not certified. And obviously, each one of these 1,455 CVIs would have required patient attendance at a hospital and an appointment with a consultant ophthalmologist, because it is their role currently to perform the CVI process. We have heard this morning already about the hospital capacity pressures. We have heard about services being moved from secondary care into primary care, such as post-operative cataract assessment and glaucoma monitoring. And of course, in Wales, we're really fortunate because we have the Low Vision Service Wales. Now, last year in the Low Vision Service Wales, we saw over 9,000 patients, and that service is delivered by over 185 practitioners. So the question, the logical question came up of whether Low Vision Service Wales optometrists might have a potential role to play in the process of certification. Barbara spoke earlier about the importance of evidence-based practice. So what we set out to do was to determine whether Low Vision Service Wales optometrists had the clinical ability to certify patients with a vision impairment. So our primary aim of the research project was to assess the agreement between Low Vision Service Wales optometrists and a consensus panel in identifying patient eligibility for certification relative to agreement between ophthalmologists and that same consensus panel. I will offer a brief overview of our methods. So we drew case records from 40 individuals. They were selected at random and stratified by three categories of severity of sight loss. So that's not eligible for certification, eligible for sight impaired and severely sight impaired. These were drawn from a Low Vision Service Wales database and anonymised. Those details were then transferred onto a pro forma. And the details that we transferred were the details that you need to ascertain whether somebody is eligible for certification with regards to the UK guidelines on certification. Those 40 case records were then reviewed by our consensus panel. Now, on our consensus panel, we had four consultant ophthalmologists and three Low Vision Service Wales optometrists. And their job was to go through the 40 cases and, if you like, come up with a correct answer of whether that case was not eligible for certification or as sight impaired or severely sight impaired. The next step was to get our clinician groups to do the same for each of the case records. So we put the 40 case records online, and we had 30 consultant ophthalmologists who practice in Wales and 99 Low Vision Service Wales practitioners go through each of the 40 cases independently and asserted an eligibility criteria to those cases. The outcomes from each clinician group were compared to the consensus panel outcomes. And we did this for what we call dichotomous rating. So that was simply looking at, is that case eligible for certification, yes or no? And for a trichotomous rating, so is a case eligible for certification, and if so, as sight impaired or severely sight impaired. Now, on the next slide, there are some graphs. I am going to run through exactly what those graphs are illustrating for us. The top two graphs relate to our dichotomous results. So is the patient is the case eligible for certification, yes or no? And what these graphs are illustrating is how many raters got what number of cases correct in reference to the consensus panel for each clinician group. So if we consider the dichotomous, yes or no rating first of all, this bar shows that 6 of the optometrists got 39 out of the 40 cases correct with regards to the consensus panel. And this one, that 3 of 3 optometrists got 30 out of the 40 cases correct. Now, what we're really concerned with on these graphs are what we call the modal value, so the middle, the most frequently appearing value. And for optometrists, that was 36, and for ophthalmologists, 33. And then if we consider the bottom two graphs, which show the trichotomous rating, so was the case eligible for certification, and if so, as sight impaired or severely sight impaired, we see that the modal values, so the most frequently occurring values, were 30 for each clinician group. So here we can see equivalence in performance between the clinician groups. I have another graph, and I will explain again what it illustrates. So this is a probability plot. We have two lines. The dotted line represents optometrists and the solid line represents ophthalmologists. On the vertical axis, we have the probability of agreeing with a consensus group. And on the horizontal axis, we've got our 3 eligibility criteria. So what this graph is showing us is that actually for the cases which the consensus panel considered as not eligible or eligible as severely sight impaired, there's actually a really high probability of each clinician group agreeing with the consensus panel. The graph also illustrates that for those cases which the consensus panel regarded were eligible for certification as sight impaired, both clinician groups found those cases more difficult, although the optometrists were slightly more likely to agree with the consensus panel than the ophthalmologists. So, in a nutshell, our data show that optometrists performed equivalently, it's lots of long words, to ophthalmologists in identifying patient eligibility for certification. Now, this is the first study to measure the agreement between optometrists and ophthalmologists in the consideration of eligibility for certification. Oh, I said it all wrong now. It's got the particular strength that a substantial amount of clinicians relative to the overall workforce took part in the study. We had 52% of consultant ophthalmologists took part and 61% of optometrists. So that's a really fantastic participation rate. And although based upon virtual cases rather than real life patient interactions, the cases used were taken from real cases and therefore we felt were representative of real life situations. And we are hopeful that our findings will go some way in supporting the potential role of low vision service sales optometrists in the process of certification And quick thanks again to Site Cymru, everyone who participated, the consensus panel, and our research.